Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
The Barracuda entered the third period last night down 3-1. Saw the same situation here tonight, down 3-1 going into the third. Unfortunately, they could not mount a comeback. The Ice Hawks all but sealed the victory with a goal 41 seconds into the third. And the Hogs roll to their ninth win of their last 10 at final of 4-1. Barracuda dropped their final three of this road trip. And they will certainly welcome the return back to TechCU Arena on Wednesday morning against the San Diego Gulls. Let's recap this one. The Hogs waited just 5 minutes, 1 second into the first period to draw first blood. It would come on their first shot of the game, and it would also come on the power play. Mike Hardman is 18th of the year, parked in front. Pitlick would set him up. Pitlick was just getting started in what turned out to be a three-assist night, and the Ice Hogs would jump out to a 1-0 lead. It looked like Rockford had a 2-0 lead on their second power play. It was deemed a good goal initially. They took a look at it. They reviewed it, and it was waved off, so the game would remain at a 1-0 score. But Rockford would eventually take a 2-0 lead at 12:28. Cole Gutman just getting started on a big afternoon for him. He scores his 11th of the season from Allen and Pitlick, and the Ice Hogs jumped out to a 2-0 lead. The Barracuda would draw their first penalty in the first period, hooking against Brett Sini at 13:31. And on the ensuing power play, the Cuda would find a way to cut the lead down to 1. It was Ethan Cardwell finding the back of the net, his team leading. 17th goal of the year, second in as many games. And the time, the goal on the power play at 14:52 from Stanika and Robbins. And Jack Thompson will play it up that right wing side. Stanika with speed coming down the right wing. Centers in front, Cardwell, he scores! What a set of feed from Stanika. And Cardwell fires it into the open 4x6. And he's got goals in back-to-back games and the lead cut back down to 1. Outstanding play from Stanika. Unfortunately for the Barracuda, they were unable to beat Drew Comesso after that point. Comesso finishes his afternoon with 34 stops en route to the win. He was perfect against the Barracuda earlier in the season. He at least picked up a win in a 7-2 win back on October 13th. So he goes 2-0 against the Cuda. Does Comesso, he's now 13-13-4 on the year. Losing goaltender is Etu Makaniemi. He is 6-8-0 on the season, as the Barracuda, after that point, could not score again, and the Ice Hogs would continue to add to their lead. They'd score late in the second period, early in the third, and pick up the 4-1 final behind some outstanding goaltending from Comesso, who had made multiple saves in that second period. Did Comesso, including this stop on Nathan Todd.
Kyle Rao will take the face-off draw. Kushin and Castles the wingers, Mukhamudulin and Todd on the point. Barracuda control off the faceoff. Mukhamudulin wrister, big rebound, Todd up the caramel. What a save by Comesso. Moving from his right to his left off a big juicy rebound. Comesso comes up with a brilliant save.
Comesso made that great save among others in the second period, but this stop was probably his best of the afternoon. Came off the end wall. Point blank look for Cole Castles, but Comesso able to make the glove stop.
He was defending on him. Now Phillips has it. He gave it away. Reeled back in. Gushin turns, fires. He put it wide. Big rebound off the end wall. Oh, what a save by Comesso. It sprung off the end boards, and somehow Drew Comesso flashes the leather and keeps it at a 2-1 Rockford lead.
Ice Hawks getting some outstanding goaltending in that second period. Comesso finishes the period by making 13 stops. He made 26 in total and was letter perfect in the final two periods in route to the win. Barracuda unable to beat the Rockford goaltender after the first, and the Ice Hawks pick up the 4-1 win. With the win, Rockford improves to 28-22, 5-2. They're currently in the third spot in the Central Division up to 63 points. Barracuda dropped their third straight there. Now 18-29, 9-2 on the season, sitting at the bottom of the Pacific Division at 47 points. Barracuda not officially eliminated for the postseason, but getting very close to that point as they continue to fail to pick up points. Could have back on home ice on Wednesday. They'll take on the San Diego Gulls. That is a 10:30 a.m. puck drop for CUDA Classroom Day. Final shots this afternoon. Barracuda 35, Rockford 25. CUDA go 1-for-5 with the power play. Rockford 1-for-3. Let's go over our three stars. Rem Pitlick was outstanding this afternoon. 3 assists +2 rating. He is the number 3 star. Number 2 star, Mike Hardman, had the early power play goal. Did Hardman his 18th of the season, 5th on the man advantage, had 2 points, goal, an assist, +1 rating, 3 shots on net. And Colt Gutman, the number 1 star, he had 2 goals, did Gutman, +2 rating, 4 shots on net, which led the way for the Ice Hawks. Again, Barracuda back on the ice on Wednesday. The welcome in San Diego to kick off a 4-game homestand will be on the air at 10 a.m. with pregame coverage on the Sharks Audio Network. And you can watch on AHLTV.com. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in on this St. Patrick's Day, whether you watched or listened. We certainly do appreciate it. And we hope you join us again on Wednesday when the Barracuda return back home to face off against the Gulls. We'll remind you again of this afternoon's final score, the Ice Hawks 4, the Barracuda 1. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the BMO Center in Rockford.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.